ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot. That's my focus. All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is
focus.
Everything you do feels like the right thing, feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You gotta stay focused.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig here, Ryan Cook next to me.
Hello.
And we are at the Den in, on the campus of Parkwood High School for tonight's matchup between Parkwood and Weddington. Had an exciting JV boys game right before that.
What happened? Oh.
You are talking to people.
I'm distracting you?
No, but... Oh,
I'm ready. I'm ready.
No, you're not.
I'm ready.
Got a lot of people running for your job next year.
I know.
A lot of people. These two teams met earlier this season with Weddington winning 74-34. Warriors coming to tonight's action 4-3 overall, coming off a 63-37 loss to Independence Friday night. They are without senior guard Caroline King, out after getting her wisdom teeth pulled. Natalie Poole back in action, will not start tonight, but she missed about four games due to a broken bone in her nose or above her lip.
Right.
In that area. So they will go with Bailey Page, 13.8 points, 4.5 rebounds. Had 26 the last time these two teams met. Madison Motto, 10.4 points, 9 rebounds a game. Had 9 rebounds in the last 3 games in a row. Merry Christmas.
Look at that.
Ryan Cook just got a plethora.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Did you take enough of them? Jeez.
What? You don't have enough now? Take the whole bag. No.
We're on the air. Come on. Let's go.
Caroline Clark, the freshman outstanding guard. 13 points, 3 assists, 2.5 steals. Career 21 against Lamar County. They are coached by Jeff Welch. And the starters, again, a quick change there coming in. Bailey Page.
Dan Welch, sorry.
What did I say? Jeff Welch, yeah. Former quarterback
yeah,
at Weddington.
Yeah. Right school.
Yes. Okay. It'll be Page, Clark, Motto, Bergman, and Citrin, the starting backcourt. For Parkwood, the Wolfpack coming to tonight's action 2-3 overall, coming off a 55-52 win over Indian Land. They had not played in about a week now. They are led by their guards, though not starting either one of them. Cale Starnes and Peyton Collins, both their leading, the top two scorers on the team. 25 from Collins against Indian Land. Starnes had 11.7 assists against Indian Land, both not starting. They will start Ashley Creech. She's averaging just under about eight rebounds a game and 3 points. So that'll make things differently. And you don't know, I talked to Coach Boyce via text right before I got here on the way, and that was a substitution he had made. So I didn't get a chance to say why, but he said they will play. So they're not hurt or sick.
It's a coach's decision, huh?
Yes.
And you never know. I mean, it could be illness. It could be, I don't know, mispractice,
yes.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's one thing that you don't know about during the week is if missed practice or maybe went home a day.
Right.
Because they were ill or whatever. But either way, it's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Weddington and Parkwood. Larry Legend.
No one's like Larry Legend.
Well, they are JV referees for a reason.
Yes.
Correct? That's
yes.
How I look at it.
All right, so let's talk about this. This has really been very disjointed. I mean, this broadcast thing here.
Yeah.
Very disjointed. So let's lock in here.
All right, let's do it.
So let's go back to this Weddington girls team.
Yes.
So, I've seen them a lot.
Yep.
You've seen them, relatively considering
four games
how early
done.
We are,
yeah.
Right? So, the Caroline King thing being out, this team is just kind of weird in the aspect of, I think you kind of never know for sure what you're going to get from certain girls. She's definitely an important part of this team, I think from a leadership standpoint. And that
one of the only
thing.
Seniors, if
sure.
not the only senior.
Her and Bergman.
Okay, so two out of the 13 kids you got on the club.
But they do have enough depth at that guard position that I don't think it's too big of a deal, but you've had Natalie Poole out this whole time. So the fact that Natalie is back this game, works out perfect for them, because if you're missing King and Poole both, then you're getting pretty thin at guard off the bench. You know?
Well, we talked about this, you know, during the off season, especially when you said Clark may be the best. You know, she may have to bring the ball up. Well, now without Caroline King,
right?
You've got Citrine, who played a little bit against the Butler, and I don't know what she played against Independence,
right?
But the Butler game, she did start and played. But that's two freshmen now that you're going to have starting tonight, bringing the ball up.
So that leads me to my next thing. They really like Citrine at point guard. Like, if they have her in, whoever she's in with, they like her bringing it up. And I do too, because I do think Clark's probably their best ball handler and decision maker, but we know she's their best scorer. So I do like her not playing a point all the time. My assumption in this game is that one of those two girls will always be in the game. One of them will be bringing it up, and they probably won't worry about which one when they're in there together, would be my thought. But, you know, it is a boost getting Natalie Poole back. She's inarguably the quickest and best athlete on the team.
Very good defender.
She just has to make good decisions on both ends even. You know, even on the defensive end, she is a very good defender. She's a very good on-ball defender, but she can't foul. She can't get out of position, those kind of things. And then the offensive end, the same thing. She can really be feast or famine. You know, I mean, there's nights where I've seen her hit, you know, three threes or whatever, and then there's nights where I'm seeing her forcing a lot of bad shots and not making them. So which Natalie Poole are they going to get in her first game back? I like that she's coming off the bench, ease her in a little bit. You know, but as you said, Bailey Page has been doing a really good job scoring the ball for them. Madison Motto got off to a really hot start.
Especially against this Parkwood team.
That pick and roll was like six consecutive buckets. And she, in pretty much all the games other than the last game, maybe two games, she's kind of come back down to earth a little bit. And so it's going to be interesting to see if she gets rejuvenated here again. Because as you mentioned, her and Paige dominated this team last time. This Parkwood team is one of the smallest teams I've ever seen.
Yes.
And they don't really have an answer for Paige and Motto. So for that reason, if I'm Coach Boyce, I'm coming out zone for sure. I'm definitely coming out zone against this Weddington team. I'm daring them to put up bad threes, shoot bad shots. That's what I want to see them do if I'm Parkwood.
Well, here's the problem with that, though. So, if you come out here and force them to shoot threes, you're asking Caroline Clark,
who's
a very good three-point shooter.
Right.
You're asking her to beat you.
So, of course, you know.
Now, when they played the first time, she got hot in the second or third quarter, and it wasn't a close game.
And I kind of feel like that's what she's done this season more often than not. I think
against
she's played,
Butler, she had a couple late.
Right.
It inflates the numbers.
Right. I think she's played well. I think she's played really well for a freshman. Do not get me wrong.
No, I agree with
best
you.
Best ball handler, best decision maker on the team. All that. So
Player of the week.
I think she plays pretty good defense for a freshman. I think it's effort, you know. But with that said, she hasn't shot the ball great from three, and I do think it's been later in games, like you're saying. You know, like it, she hasn't started off very hot. So I do like this crew right here. This is a good experience crew.
Yeah. I was just curious. They were talking to Collins and Starnes maybe about their leg warmer, or they got like
I don't know. They got all kinds of stuff, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah, we're on. You want some Skittles? We're going to take a break, come back with the starting lineups and the tip of tonight's action. Parkwood and Weddington, we're in the den. Back after this, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Ebergrein, Cook starting lineups being announced for the Weddington Warriors. It'll be Clark, Page, Bergman, Citrine, and Miss Motto.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much been the group minus Citrine for King, and with Poole out especially. Hey, quick shout out to my pops in Naples.
Oh, Alan Parsons.
Larry Legend.
For Parkwood, it'll be Brooke Fowler, Isabella DeCalli, Katrin Meyer, Madison Owen, and Grace Marvel again. Collins and Starnes leading scorers and rebounders, not starting tonight.
So we definitely don't know their status as far as like how soon they're coming in. We do know they were out as captains, right?
They were out as captains. They are dressed. They are ready to go.
So, I mean, I don't know how long it's going to be, but all I know is, to me, there's just a clear – I mean, those two are clearly the best players on this team without
any competition. I don't know who else can score. Period.
I don't know who else can score. I'm with you.
Like, gets their own shot, like, handles the ball.
The way this Weddington team started off against this team with those two players was brutal. I mean, they just – took them to the woodshed in the beginning of the last game, I would have predicted that Parkwood could give them a little better fight here on their home court the second time around. But if Collins and Starnes don't get in quick, I don't know where points are going to come from. And I think Weddington's just going to be way physically dominant here. We shall see.
And we'll watch. If Weddington gets to the first possession, you watch, they're going to run that pick and roll.
Oh, yeah.
That high post,
oh, yeah.
Right there at the elbow.
Unless, I mean, I got to play zone if I'm Coach Boyce here, I think. They're just too small. And as you said, you're daring Caroline Clark to beat you from outside. But get a hand in her face, obviously.
Tip in the air, won by the Wolfpack into the backcourt. Madison Owen, the sophomore guard, across the timeline with a right-handed dribble.
Weddington out, man-to-man, yep.
Clark up top. Now to Meyer between the circles. Delacalli, excuse me. And she's fouled quickly by Bailey Page.
Yep. Needless foul. You don't need that.
Across the timeline. Owen with it. Madison fell down, got the pass away over to DeCali. She'll go through the lane, kick out top. Marvel with it, cuts through on the pass, back up top. Three by DeCali, no. Decided not to take it. Now they swing it in the corner to Fowler.
Fowler with it. I like the patience, but I'm wondering who's going to be looking to score here.
Now to Meyer. Meyer, the senior guard, they dump it inside to Owen. Fowler back up top. DeCali a three, off the glass, no good. Rebound by Fowler. Brooke has it blocked by Bergman. Sees up to Bailey Page. Cross the half court line into the corner. Page with it, dribble drive through the lane. Kick into the corner. Citrin a long three, no good. Rebound by Motto, her first of the night. Put back by Motto off the glass and good.
There's no answer there.
Madison averaging 9 boards a game on the season. She's had 9 exactly in the last 3 games each.
Yeah. Yeah, see,
and Parkwood turns them over quick.
Yeah, this is going to be really tough for them because last time Weddington did the 2-2-1, the only way Parkwood broke it was Starnes dribbling hard. And here we see Collins coming in the game already. So
Peyton Collins in quickly here, and let's see if they're going to replace DeCali comes out.
But Starnes is the only one that could get through that 2-2-1 just because she dribbled so hard through it, you know. So I think even with Collins in, this is going to be interesting. But it looks like Parkwood's dropping back into 2-3 is my thought.
Clark across the timeline.
1-1-3.
Right side over to Citrin. Back up top to Motto between the circles. Left side to Bergman into the corner. Clark, rise, fire, three, no good. Rebound by Collins.
Good box out.
Peyton wants to push. You wouldn't expect a girl about 5'5" that likes to shoot the three to lead him in rebounding, but she does.
Yeah.
Nice pass there on the block. Up and good by Grace Marvel.
Yeah, that's just bad defense there.
2-2 tie ball game. Up to Page. Page across the timeline. Left side. Bergman a three, missed everything. Motto, second board on the night. Putback is good.
She's going to have a big one.
Pressure here by the Warriors.
Is that 2-2-1.
Owen gets past it, head up. Lobs it inside to Marvel, and she's called for steps.
Yep. Going to be tough, even with Collins in that game. And now we got full court man is what we got with Parkwood.
What it looks like.
Yeah.
They inbound to Citrin, who has it knocked away. Loose ball. She's got it back. Gets it to Motto. Motto to Clark. Clark across the timeline. Left wing. Bounce pass to Bergman. Ella from 15 is good.
That's a nice play.
6-2 Warriors with just 5:40 to go here in the first. Owen. Cross to Fowler. Brooke across the timeline. Lobs it inside to Marvel. Back to Fowler. Pump fake, drives down the lane, short. Rebound by Marvel, has it ripped away by Motto. Madison wants to lead the break, a 2-on-2. Her and Clark, Madison by herself, and she's fouled. And Miss Motto will go to the line for 2.
That foul on Owen. Oh, good, they're putting the fouls on the board tonight. They weren't doing that at Weddington tonight.
Not going to say they're going to be correct.
Yeah, well.
Same crew did the JV game, and we had issues.
Yeah.
Just saying. Motto up and good.
Yeah, she looks like she's on it tonight again. Sounds like Coach Welch is moving his 2-2-1 back a little bit.
Motto, the second, is good as well.
6 points for her early.
8-2 Warriors. Fowler across the timeline. Double team. Tried to split the double team. She does, but falls down. Gets it over to Meyer. Meyer up top to Owens. Madison over to Collins. Peyton with it. Rise, fire, three, step back, no. Rebound by Parkwood.
Yeah, there's no excuse for that for Weddington.
Back up top on the block to Marvel. Has it knocked away. Loose ball. Citrin's got it. Sydney wants it. Head up. She'll bring it across the timeline. Spin and Starnes about to check in. Bergman a three. Gets the roll.
Got the roll.
11-2 as Kale Starnes will check in on the next dead ball for Parkwood. Fowler will bring it up left to right. Dribble on that right side. Citrin has it poked away. Now into the backcourt.
Oh, no,
falls
no
down.
Foul.
No call.
Wow.
Owen with it now for Parkwood. Into the corner of Collin. She stepped on the end line. Turnover.
Wow. I don't know how that's not a foul. That's bad. But no harm, no foul. No foul, no harm.
Creech in two. Now Creech has played really well for them in the last couple games, and she's averaging about seven boards a game. And you wouldn't really tell by her. She's very slight.
Yeah.
But she's getting the boards. Right
Parkwood
side to Bergman.
Girls are generally tough.
Well, I do see a state title
banner
up there. On the block, Paige, spin shot, glass, good.
That's a nice footwork there. Who fed her that? Who got that assist? You get that?
Bergman, I think. Hey, go Detroit. Go Detroit right now. 13-2 with 4:12 to go here in the first. Full timeout called by Parkwood. Full timeout for Coach Boyce. Warriors up 13-2. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
So we still don't know, the status of Starnes. You know, so
no.
Collins got in like 10
Starnes
seconds.
Was at the score line. She was at the score.
Oh, just now?
Yeah, she was going to check in, and now she will, I most think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
she was sitting over there.
She's coming in. Okay.
But she sat for half a quarter.
Gotcha. And again, she'll help against this pressure. But if I'm Weddington.
And she also drives. Like,
right.
She sacrifices the body. She goes to the rack.
The confident,
she's not the
quicker ball handler that they have. Now, judging by the last time that Weddington threw this 2-2-1 at him with her, though, the only reason why Weddington struggled with it was she put her head down, and she really went right where they wanted her to, but they didn't slide over in time, and they wouldn't
She'd
get in position.
Them, right?
And she really would have charged him, but they didn't get there in time, so they get the foul on him. You know, otherwise, they would have had her. So, she's going to help here. This is what we're going to see the game, really what it's going to be like now. But I think we're already seeing, again, that – I mean, Motto and Paige can be awful hard to stop inside.
And they're not that big in relative.
No,
like not to what we've seen before.
No.
You go through some of the better centers in the county in the last 15 years.
They're not even.
No.
I would argue Paige would really almost be more like a small forward usually. You know, I mean.
Well, now they're just called wings.
Right,
you know
right.
What I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Parkwood back in that zone again. Kind of a 1-1-3.
And Starnes is in. Up top, Clark with it on the right wing. Into the corner, Citrin with it. Bounce pass to Motto on the block. Baseline up top to Page. Lost it. Now she's got it back left wing over to Bergman. On the block back to Motto. The little floater through the lane, no good. Rebound by Owen.
This team does a pretty good job rebounding for their
Quickly
side.
Quickly up to Starnes across the timeline. Kale. Now to Collins. Pump fake. Peyton lost it, but she's fouled on the shot, they're going to say. And that'll be on Citrin, I believe. Natalie Poole on the checking in off this free throw for the first time tonight. Up and good for Miss Collins as Poole in for the first time
in
a couple weeks.
Yeah,
week and a half. Because we did the game where she hit her face. That was against Parkwood.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
First one was good for Collins. The second one on its way, in and out, no good. Rebound by Page. Over to Clark. Clark across the timeline with a pass into the corner to Bergman. Back to Motto on the cut through, no good.
She's got a
rebound
that.
By Owen.
That's two good looks they've gotten for Motto that she didn't finish on.
Owen across the timeline, guarded by Clark, gets past her. Goes right down the lane, now lost it. Throws it away, gets it to Clark for the steal for Weddington. Clark with it, right-handed dribble behind the back. Left wing to Page.
Smooth for a freshman.
Bailey with it. High post to Motto. Give and go. Back to Page. Drive, hang.
Oh,
no
geez.
Call.
Wow.
Missed the shot. Thought she got hammered.
Oh, man.
Collins with it now. She'll go across the timeline. Guarded by Poole. Right up top to Starnes. Kale with it between the circles. Goes by Clark. Drive, hang. The wing, the floater, the glass, and good.
I thought that probably could have been a foul, too. Clearly, they're going to let him play.
Under 3 minutes to go in the first. 13-5, 8-point lead. Poole wants to push. Poole. Going to go right down the lane, coast to coast, and they're going to call her for steps.
Did she?
I don't know.
I didn't see that she did.
One thing I've noticed, Coach, Starnes, no sleeve, but a brace.
Yeah.
Not the sleeve, like a full what you're familiar with, the Cook family, that one boy of yours.
Yeah.
Had it. She's got it on the right left leg and a brace on the right leg.
I don't know what that is.
Now to Creech on the block. Throws it right to Paige. Tried to throw it off of her. Bailey said no. Down the court she goes. Paige at the wing. Paige on the left side. Lobs it underneath. Stolen away by Collins. Wolfpack with the basketball. 2:30 to go. Collins needs help. Starnes left wing now. Kale back to Collins, a three. On its way. Front end. No good. Rebound. Kept away. It's got Myers got it. And they're going to say it's a foul on Meyer.
On Meyer? Oh.
No.
Oh, he just pointed that way.
Yep.
Yeah, I see what. I don't like his technique there for
me
Larry
either.
Legend. Because I think you're right. The way that he pointed, he thought it went the other way. It wouldn't have been a good call. I didn't think it should have gone the other way. But right now, I think this Weddington team's sleepwalking a little bit. You know, they're getting what should be easy stuff, and they're not capitalizing.
Into the corner. Back up top to Owen for the Wolfpack. Now to Starnes between the circles. Poole up on her. Goes for the steal. And she's directing traffic now.
That count should have been up.
There, nobody's got it. And a foul on the reach. It'll be on Creech.
They called the second on Paige for that.
Oh, it's going to be on Bailey Page.
Yep.
Bailey
Page. First, second, team's fourth. It ain't Saturday night. Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Dancing? Saturday Night Fever? I don't know. We might have to ask him what he meant by it ain't Saturday. Oh, wait, no, not football.
College? They play on Saturday.
I don't know. We're going to ask him what that was. I don't know.
Into the backcourt to Collins. Peyton with it across.
It ain't Saturday night. I don't know.
He's got all kinds of quips. Who
Saturday
knows
night's
what he
all
means.
Right for fighting, maybe?
Well, I don't. Yeah, that. You know what? Only three people here would know that. And two of them are right here.
Yeah.
Up top to Starnes. Oof. Who almost had that? Left wing over to Collins. Peyton with a screen. Now to Meyer with it. Back to Collins. Guarded by Bergman. Ella's got long arms and knocks it away. Ella wants to push. Ella all by herself. Drive, hang shot, glass, good.
She's too fast. You knew she was going to go right by him.
15-5, 10-point lead for the Warriors. A minute 30 to go. Starnes across the timeline, left to right. Into the corner. Lazy pass. Knocked away by Brosterhouse, who just checked in. Nevaeh Bell in, who's a legitimate forward for them. On a team full of guards, she's the post. She replaces Collins, and she'll take the ball out right in front
of
her.
Yeah, she got very, very little time the first game, and we were a little surprised.
Because that is your only presence of size.
Yeah.
They had a 6'2 kid come out this year that played last year.
Oh, yeah.
Bethany Fisher, I think, is over there taking pictures.
That's a good call.
An offensive foul is called. It'll be on Creech.
You're not getting that one over on Larry Legend. You got two team fouls.
Motto across the timeline. They break the press. Up top to Poole. Natalie with it. Left wing over to Clark. Skip pass to Bergman. Sets her feet. A three in the way. No good. Rebound by Clark again. Underneath to Motto. Unselfish play
nice
right
pass,
there.
Yeah.
By the freshman.
Just a heady play. Smart kid.
17-5 with under a minute to go, under 50 seconds to go, actually. Into the corner. High post to Creech. On the block to Bell. Nice move. Up and good for Nevaeh Bell.
Yeah, that was a falling apart of defense there.
Still a 10-point lead for the Warriors, and Coach Welch wants a timeout. A 30-second timeout. We'll take a break. No, we'll keep it right here. 17-7, 38.1 seconds to go in the first. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Oh, yeah, 30 seconds. Stay up, stay up. 30 seconds. Yeah, I think that, you know, Weddington may regret how many easy opportunities I think they've had. I mean, they have 17 points in the first quarter. It's not even over. But how many missed layups or, like, turnovers under the basket? You know, I mean, a lot of opportunities that they haven't capitalized on.
You're not going to say anything about the
jumbo-sized
package of Skittles I brought you?
Yeah, that's a lot of Skittles for, I mean, yeah, that's quite a bonus. That's really making a statement of how.
Well, you know, it's your birthday soon.
True,
Christmas is
on.
Christmas
right,
is 2 weeks
right.
away.
A little acknowledgement from Madison Motto to us over here.
Bergman. Motto could get, look at Brosterhouse.
Yeah, either one of them. Yeah,
nobody
both of
sees
them.
Nope. Bergman down. Motto splits it at midcourt. Natalie Poole, left-handed layup, too strong. Brosterhouse and Bell battle for it. It'll be Weddington ball.
Oh, man, once again. easy opportunities blown, you know.
Bergman will trigger it.
Yeah, and I'm getting lectured by my dad. He said, you're on the air, no breaks, no Skittles. Like, I'm like.
Up top, they throw it away. Stolen away by Meyer. Stolen back. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Clark, and she got rolled into.
That's a good call, and that puts him in shooting two. That's her stick, yeah.
He called it a bump.
Two on, yeah, he's animated. Two on Clark and two on Page. So two on your best two scores, except this game, Motto is going to be your score. You can see it. She's going to score at will when she gets it down there.
It'll put Meyer at the free throw line with the five foul rule in the quarter. Double bonus. Meyer up and no good.
Yeah, I think if you're Coach Boyce, you're actually not feeling too bad about only being down 10 if that's the way this ends.
Up and no good. In and out. Rebound by Motto. Over to Bergman. Ella back to Clark, and she'll bring it up. The freshman point guard.
Still in that 1-1-3.
Right side over to Bergman. Bergman with above her head. Back up top to Clark between the circles. High post to Brosterhaus. They skip to Bergman. Bergman into the corner to Motto. Madison baseline. Little dribble. Lost it on the way up. Creech with the rebound over to Owens. 3-2-1. Got away with a travel. No, and after one quarter of play, Weddington 17. Parkwood 7. We'll take a break. Come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
Okay, so five tacos of cheese and a large soda. That's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzzed like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Mini Ryan Cook next to me.
Sorry.
It's enough from you, the peanut gallery.
No, that's little Skittles.
No,
Skittles
mini.
Little.
Yes. Original Skittles Littles.
Yeah.
So tiny. That's all. Just so tiny.
You know what's weird about that, though? They don't do it in this case. But how
you better watch those feet.
Why do they call those little mini bars, like, fun size? That's not fun. Fun size is like if they're giant, you know, like.
No, those are king.
Right, well, that's fun.
Weddington with the basketball. Clark with it right wing. Second quarter underway to Bergman. Back up top to Clark. Left side over to Poole. Poole with it. High post to Bergman.
Oh,
shot on the way. No good. Rebound by Motto. A putback. No. Rebound by Bell. Lost it. And a foul was called.
Wait.
It'll be on Weddington. It'll be on Brosterhaus.
Foul number 20, Brosterhaus.
Hey, coach.
I didn't hear what that was about.
Something about your coach. I know you're trying to run something. Owen across the timeline with a pass to Starnes now. Kale with it between the circles. Poole, the good defender on her, gets passed her on the right wing. Drive kick to Collins. Sets her feet. 15-footer is good for Peyton Collins. If they can get that going.
Sure.
Not just against Weddington during the season.
Sure.
They're a dangerous pair.
I mean, only an eight-point game.
Poole, skip pass to Clark. Caroline, the little floater is no good. Rebound by Brosterhaus, put back no. But Mia will go to the line for two.
Collins, her first foul. But, yeah, I mean, if you're Weddington, you've really got to exert your presence on the offensive boards, the defensive boards, inside on offense. I mean, you're just such a height and size advantage.
Brosterhaus at the line for two with 7:07 to go here. We're in the second. Up, no good.
A little off balance, it looked like.
Brosterhaus, the second one, no good. Rebound goes to Collins. Peyton wants to push. Peyton, drive, hang, fouled on the shot.
Yeah.
Both refs called it. She's going to make the call. It'll be on Brostrouse again, her second.
Yep. Now, that's where they have some depth, though. I mean,
if they push it, they can get the bigs for Weddington in foul trouble.
Right, right. Yeah, Weddington, again, they don't seem super into it so far, I don't think. Like, you know, really giving that extra effort early on.
Well, it is a Tuesday.
It is a Tuesday. My least favorite day of the week.
Up and good for Collins.
And
came in averaging just about 13 a game, or I believe 15 a game.
She got four shooting for five here. Little uniform malfunction, I guess.
Up and no good. Rebound by Poole.
Nice rebound.
Poole wearing the shirt under the jersey a la Patrick Ewing. Chris Mullen, the whole Big East back then. Motto with it. Ooh, high post. Back to Poole goes baseline. Skip pass to Clark.
That's
a three.
Look.
Got it.
Yeah, that's a good look.
Nice pass. Way to, when you go down that baseline, a lot of girls don't have that head up. They're just looking to make sure they don't step on the out of bounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Poole found her and the three was hit. Left wing to Meyer. She wants to answer it. No good. Rebound kept alive. Clark's got it. Caroline. Across the timeline, Starnes on her.
Oh,
underneath the Broster House, shot no. Rebound by Owen, but it can't save it. It'll stay Weddington ball. Citrin in, Bergman coming out. Friday night will be, I will be, I don't know where you'll be. I mean, I have an idea where you'll be. Just a rumor, but you know. I will be at Hickory Ridge and Sun Valley. Left wing, Clark sets her feet. Pulls up for a 12-footer, no
Ooh,
good.
Missed everything.
Off of Owen, it'll stay Weddington ball. My friend.
I will be on my 50th birthday celebration in Bloomington, Indiana.
Doing what on Saturday?
Saturday seeing Kansas and Indiana, number two Kansas.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
In Indiana, that would be a pretty
cut through Motto up, got it. No, oh. Too strong. Put back by Motto is there and good.
She just took it away from her own teammate. Five rebounds, 10 points.
22-10 with 6 minutes to go in the half. Starnes down the lane. No, too strong. Motto again. And Starnes again. This time no brace on her leg. She comes up limping.
Uh-oh. Yeah, she does. Looks gimpy.
Clark lost her dribble. Creech will come in. Citrin with it back up top to Brostrom.
Really
skip pass over to Natalie. Poole no good. Rebound by Bell.
Yeah, Starnes got to
come stolen away. Clark is fouled by Collins.
Collins second.
Creech in, Bell out. Fowler, she's staying in. Fowler in. Motto will trigger it with 5:39 to go here. Up 11, the Warriors are. We're in the second. Up top, they get it into Clark. Skip pass over to Citrin. Now to Broster House. Left side over to Poole. Clark with it in the corner. Back to Poole up top. High post to Motto. Drive, hang, shot, no. Grosstrauss kind of like they didn't have the real good spacing
right,
on that.
Right, she's right. Yeah, right there waiting for her.
Owen with it now up top for the Wolfpack. Owen directing traffic. Creech and Grosstrauss going at it on the block. Collins is fouled, which I'm not sure about that, but whatever. I thought their feet got tangled up, if anything. It wasn't
really
egregious.
See it.
Foul's going to be on Poole.
It's actually kind of a long time for Natalie
it
to
is.
Go without her first foul.
Did not start, though.
True.
Starnes back in, replacing Collins.
She looked really gimpy when she went out, but she's suddenly okay.
She will trigger it. Poole will invade her, impede her. All the way into the backcourt, they get it to Owen. Motto up on her. Madison, the sophomore, gets past Owen. Right wing.
Ooh, watch the push off.
Owen's got a good handle.
I like
she
that.
Does.
I
she
like
really
that.
Does. Starnes gets past Poole. The floater is good.
Nice
that move. Was a pretty little move.
That was pretty. 4 points for Starnes.
22-13, 4:50 to go. Left wing over to Citrin. Sydney drive, hang. The little teardrop is good.
I think that's going to be part of a big
teardrop.
Part of her game. Yep.
4:40 to go. Starnes guarded. Over to Owens, into the corner to Meyer, back up top to Owen. Madison with it between the circles now. Shot, turn, no good. Rebound, Creech is there, and that's Natalie Poole's second foul.
Two quick ones there. So now you're looking at Poole with two. Rosterhouse with two, Page with two, Clark with two.
Creech will trigger it. Brosterhouse going to make it hard for her. They lob it in the middle of the court to Fowler. Lost on the way up. Brosterhouse with it to Citrin. Up to Natalie Poole. Poole with it. And she's fouled. 24-13, 4:10 to go here. We're in the second.
Foul on number five, Kel Starnes, her first.
Starnes first, but she's shooting two.
And the way things are going, the boys' game won't tip till 8.
Oh, man.
Which means I won't be home till 11-ish. First one up, no good.
Got Bergman ready to check in for Poole.
Second one up, no good. Rebound. Poole got it back up and good on the putback.
Wow.
Got to box out that shooter.
Yeah. She was in there quick. I don't think she was over the line.
No, she was not. Starnes gets past Citrin and is fouled by Brosterhouse, I believe.
Little push. That's her third. Probably need to get her out.
Let's go, ladies. Foul on number 20.
Bell back in, Bergman back in.
Not sure the coaches are paying attention to that being their third foul.
Back in for Weddington, number two, Caroline Clark. That'll send number five, Kale Starnes, to the free throw line to shoot two.
Starnes at the line. Up, back of the iron, no good. Page in for Brosterhouse, who has three fouls.
And Page picked up those two early. Sat a lot of this game. I mean, I think she could have been a big scoring factor. It still can be.
Starnes up. That one no good. Rebound by Clark. And Starnes is really messed. Her knee is not.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I don't know what happened there.
I don't know.
I mean, Marvel is going to come in. Now she is can't put any weight on it.
Like, that was a weird series of events. Because, like, before she went out, it was pretty clear she was gimpy. But then when she came back in, it looked like she had no limp at all.
Right, and then she took the first free throw.
Bad, yeah. Like, I went from, I don't know what to think about that. Like,
Townsend in for the first time tonight for Weddington.
I don't know why it would change so much. You know, I'd get better and then.
Page, inbound it. Bergman to Citrin across the timeline. God, did not get away with that walk.
Yep. One of those unforced turnovers.
I know you like her running the point, but those are decisions that I don't like her making when she's running the point.
Sure.
Owen with it up top, guarded by Clark. Left side of the court. Now, near side, still with the dribble, hands off to Meyer. Now to Fowler, Brooke, Rise, fire. On the back, no good, rebound by Clark. And Clark is just getting shoved by Bell, no call. Clark, left-handed all the way up the court. Into the corner, on the block to Townsend. Knocked away by the Wolfpack, it'll stay Weddington basketball.
Yeah, Clark's done a good job rebounding in the last few games for a freshman, too, for a little freshman, nonetheless. She's got four this game in the first half.
Citrin will trigger it into the corner to Clark. Rise, fire, three, got it.
Yeah, they didn't even try to get out on
No, they made no effort to go out there and put a hand up.
On the best three-point shooter out there.
29-13. Weddington leads 3:10 to go here in the first half. Fowler has it, guarded by Townsend. Up top to Meyer, above her head. Delacalle will come in on the next dead ball for the Wolfpack. Meyer going to go baseline, up, and fell down. Clark
fell
with the steal.
Yeah.
Caroline. Don't want to put that pressure on her. Back up top, Bergman a three on the way. No good. Rebound goes to Page, saves it from going out of bounds. Bounce pass back to Bergman. The teardrop no good. Rebound, loose ball by, taken by Owen. Madison will push. Owen, right wing, 2:30 to go here in the second. Down the lane, the floater, no. Foul's gonna be on Townsend, her first.
and that's a problem that Emerson has had. I mean, she's such a nice athletic build, you know, but she's very physical, too physical.
Up and good for Owen on the first.
Gets herself in foul trouble that way.
Poole in. Delacalli in for Parkwood.
Isabella Delacalli, and back in the game for the Warriors, number 15, Natalie Poole.
2:30 to go here in the first half. Went up handily. Owen, the second one, in and out. No good. Rebound. Page saves it. Got it. Warriors with it. Looks up. Skip pass to Bergman. Ella with it. Left wing. High post to Townsend. Not where you want to throw that pass.
Right out of her feet.
Right out of her feet.
Yep.
And in fact, I think hit her foot. Turnover. It's over to Parkwood. Owen will bring it across the timeline. Left wing over to Delacalli. On the block. They get it into Marvel. And they try to get it to Bell. Ill-advised pass. Now to Page. A little head fake gets past Owen. Page, right wing. Bailey drives onto the block and off her leg out of bounds.
You got to give that up. You got to give that up.
A minute 58 to go. Here's Creech going to come back in on the next dead ball. 29-13.
1-3-1 here for Weddington.
Owen gets past Clark. Hands off to Fowler. Brooke to the free throw line, back up top to Delacalli. A minute 40 to go in the half. Stolen away by Clark. Clark up to Poole. Poole with it. Skip pass to Clark on the block. Now they try to throw it underneath the page. They get it to her. Bailey spins up. Glass good.
Oh, nice finish.
31-13 with a minute 20 to go in the half.
It's only her second basket, 4 points, but she's had to sit a lot this half.
Owen hands off to Delacalli. And they throw it right to Coach Welch. Turnover, Warrior ball.
Coach Welch was ready. He's got the shoes, as you like to say. That, now, I'm going to say tonight, that's my type of shoe there. I think that's sharp.
Those are the old flights.
Well, I meant the color
scheme. Oh, the color scheme, yeah. You know? Well, coaches back when you coached were not really a relaxed look.
No.
They, you know, when you were coming in a three-piece suit plus a fur. So, you know, especially in the wintertime. Bergman on the block. Page up, no good, too strong.
Wow.
Rebound by Marvel.
Got to make those.
Over to Owen. Owen, under a minute to go in the first half. Owen, baseline, kick, shot, blocked by
nice
Poole.
Nice
that
block.
Was Cazares as Motto comes in.
Yeah, she
Motto
sat
in
for quite
for
a while.
Page.
She had no fouls.
And she's in for Page, so Page will sit for a bit.
I love up. That sub. Yeah, when you're up 18, 50 seconds to go, Page has two fouls. Get her out.
Creech will trigger it. To get it to Owen. Up top. Guarded by Motto. Underneath. Loose ball. Creech has got it back. Lost her dribble. On the block to Marvel. Cozier back up top. They swing it around to Owen. 35 seconds to go. Delacalli on the block to Marvel. Shot. No. Too strong. Rebound by Townsend. Over to Clark. Caroline's got Motto on the block. Up. Got it. No.
Oh,
rebound kept alive. Loose ball. Delacalli's got it for the Wolfpack. Still loose. Owen, everybody. Townsend comes in. No whistles. They get it over to Motto. Warriors with it. Motto a long two. No good. Missed everything. Townsend saves it right to Bergman. 8 seconds to go. Poole. The teardrop. No good. Rebound by Townsend. Put back. No, but she's fouled with 2.8 seconds to go.
Wow. A lot of action. A lot of chaos, I will say.
Sloppiness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2.8 seconds to go, 31-13. Townsend up, missed the front end.
It's going to be a pretty good student section as usual here at Parkwood.
Oh, over there, yes. Weddington does not travel well. Up and no good. Rebound by Marvel. 1-0. That's it. We are at halftime where the Warriors lead. 31-13. We'll take a break. Come back with the second half after this. Union County Hoops.com. Game of the week. A bold statement from the forward.
Skittles Littles.
See what I brought him for Christmas and his birthday? Half a pound.
He brought those. He didn't bring both. I want to clarify.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Aberg, Ryan Cook, Coach Austin, Coach Welch.
Everybody's after the Skittles.
Reloading the Skittles to my right, even the minis.
That's right.
31-13, Weddington leads with about a minute and a half left before we start the second half. Coach, stats-wise.
Yeah, so Madison Motto has been, you know, kind of the force we thought she would be, like she was in the first time around. She had 10 points and 6 rebounds at half. Bergman with 7, Clark with 6, Paige with 4, Poole with 2, and Citron with 2. And I think that Paige sat a lot of that half with foul trouble and only had 4, but I think this half you could see her, you know, stepping into that scoring role just as much as Motto. As far as the Wolfpack, scoring has been tough. Collins and Starnes, neither one started, but both lead with 4. We're guessing Starnes is probably out the rest of the game. And then Bell with 2, Marvel with 2, and Owen with 1. So only 13 points in that half. And I don't know that I'm optimistic for them to do a whole lot better this half scoring-wise without Starnes in there.
I do not see her at all.
I don't either. I don't see her back out.
No,
someone was walking through there. And, you know, Collins was in some foul trouble, too. She didn't start, but she came in quick, but then she got in foul trouble. You know, just scoring at a real premium for this Parkwood team in the first half.
Don't forget the boys will tip after this one, and it may be a late game tonight because it's 7:30 right now, and the way that things are going.
It's not good for us older guys.
No, not when we have to work tomorrow.
Yep, some of us
get up
have
at
real
5.
Jobs. Yep, yep.
We'll and be, get a text at 5:05.
We'll be texting at 5 tomorrow morning, right? I texted you early this morning. Oh.
You did?
I texted you a picture of the Observer
Sports
16. Yeah.
Right, and I was at work by then.
You were?
Yes.
Wait, what time was that?
I was like 6:30, I thought. It was kind of
late
for you.
Oh, was it that late for me? Okay.
Citron, Page, Bergman, Clark, Motto. It'll be Meyer, Collins, Ashley Creech, Brooke Fowler, Madison Owen.
Looks like Weddington's in an extended 1-3-1.
Owen across the timeline. Parkwood with the basketball. Up top to Fowler. Left side to Meyer into the left corner. High post to Collins. Loose ball stolen away by Citrin. Citrin with it across the timeline. Gets it left side over to Bergman. Now up top to the freshman. Right side over to Clark. Back up top. Stolen into the backcourt. It's Owen. Madison drive. Hang. Shot good.
That was nice.
I like her. I like her handle and I like her aggressiveness.
Yeah, she's pretty quick.
Citron to bring it across the timeline for the Warriors. Pass to Bergman, high post to Motto. Madison, floater, got her own rebound, put back no. Rebound by Creech. And it's Collins who comes away with it. Payton with it across the timeline. Left side, through the lane, and a foul was called. I believe that'll be on the freshman.
It's going to be a big deal, I think, one way or the other. Let's see. 32, Citron. No, it's only her second. Citron's second.
32 is Sydney Citron. Her second team's off to the kicking out all the way top to Owen. Owen and Clark up top. Collins sets her feet. A 3. Got it.
Yeah, you can't just watch that.
31-18. Clark, Owen on her. Left side to Bergman. Oh, Motto, nobody. They're all pointing at her. Rise, fire, along 2. No good. Rebound by Citrine into the corner to Bergman. Now to Clark. She'll hop a 3. Got it.
That's 3 threes for her. You got to get out on her. Who made that pass to her? I think Motto.
Sure. Off of Fowler's leg into the backcourt. Parkwood still has it, though. Collins need to get it across the timeline. She does. Splits the defender. Is going to go through the lane. Oh, drive, man. Hang, shot. No, but a foul.
You can't.
That'll be another one on Citrine.
Yeah, that's her third, which is a little bit a bigger deal, and you just can't let her do that. I mean, that was a zone, and she just dribbled between the whole zone. Like,
her third, team second, Collins to the line to shoot 2.
Yeah, that
Poole will come in.
That can't happen if you're going to play zone.
Collins at the line. 34-18, the first on its way, and no good.
So this is kind of a... Yeah, I hate to put it this way, but what we're seeing from Caroline Clark as a freshman here at Weddington, if it wasn't for a girl, Stephanie Watts, she might have some chance to break some records. She might end up second in some things.
Second, one no good, rebound by Clark.
You know, which
Dumb
is a big
points?
Deal. Well, maybe threes and points.
Rebound by Motto again.
We'll revisit that.
Collins with it for Parkwood on that right wing. Payton. Baseline. Tried to get inside to Creech, stolen away by Page. Bailey with it, and she'll push. Into the corner to Bergman. Back to Motto. The little floater is good.
Yeah, that was nice.
I like the unselfishness.
Yes. It is very unselfish Weddington team.
36-18. Up top to Collins. Left side to Fowler. Back to, that's Meyer, a three. He'll knock it down. 36-21. Right side to Poole. Knocked away off of her head out of bounds.
Yep.
Parkwood basketball. Well, Mr. Know-It-All, who is the second leading scorer in Weddington history for girls?
You know, it's funny. I was going to struggle with that. I was thinking the other night.
Well, let's go through the 1,000-pointers.
Wait, it's Allie Cashin? No, it's Jordan Alley, right?
Jordan Alley.
I think Jordan Alley, right?
Allie Cashin's got 1,000. Sebastian's got 1,000. Remy Roberts got close. She did get 1,000.
She did get.
Roberts got 1,000. Up and good. Motto with the foul and the bucket.
I think Remy might have gotten right at 1,000. Maybe no.
Sam's got 1,000 even.
Yeah, you know, you're right. And Remy's
and I
a
always remember
bit
that.
Over, right. No, it was Jordan Alley. It was Jordan Alley that was second.
Okay.
I couldn't for a minute. I was confusing that with Cashin, but.
Well, Alley's got 1,000 too, but you know nowadays you if you're going to get 1,000, you got to play as a freshman.
Right.
I mean, you really do.
And that's my point about Caroline is that she's only a freshman, and here she's averaging 13. That's good.
You know, it's, rebound by Bergman, put back no good. Rebound again in the foul,
and
she's
she got,
going
yeah.
to the line.
Yep.
You know, and if you're on a team that you're going to play at least minimum 25 games.
Right.
That includes your conference tournament, maybe a holiday tournament.
Right.
You know, 13 times 25
right.
times 4.
Right.
You know,
that's what I mean.
You're going to be up there.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. If she's averaging 13 already, like at this stage as a freshman, and does that for, you know,
Katzbach's got 1,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Up and good for the free throw.
Aaron Addison.
Yep. Addison's got 1,000.
But anyways, and I think also from a three-point standpoint, I'll bet Clark could end up second.
Oh, and double-teamed up top with Clark and Poole. Skip pass into the corner. Meyer, three. No good. Rebound by Weddington. Clark with it. Looking for help. Bell on her. Gets it across to Poole. Natalie. Going to go right to the ranch. He's so offensive. Foul is called.
Man, I think he was anticipating that.
I think you're right about that one.
I mean, I do think she was set. But I don't think there was any.
Is that her third?
Yeah, it is her third. I agree. She's got to give that up, number one. I do think she was set, but I don't think there's hardly any contact. I think it's just a no call. Matter of fact, if you want to say the ball went out of bounds on Poole, it's fine, but I wouldn't call a foul. Right?
Yes. I went across the timeline. Collins tiptoes that half court line. Past Clark. Drive. Bounce pass. Nobody cut. Out of bounds. Turnover. Warrior ball.
But I guess just to finish this whole thing about Clark kind of beating the dead horse, but like even assists and steals, what she's going to get in 4 years, I mean, she may be second. I mean, Watts is first in all of that, but she may get second.
Well, there'll be no shame in being second in any of those categories.
No, that's my point.
Clark on the way. Got it.
I mean, there she is. You going to start calling
Time
her
out,
Caitlin
Weddington.
Again?
She's looking like Caitlin Clark.
She got 4 threes, 12
she's
points.
Slowly work her way out to that college line.
She's kind of doing a Stephanie Watts stats line a little bit with 12 points, 6 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 assists. Yeah, I mean,
yes,
not,
all
okay,
around
maybe
game.
Not, yes, maybe not
Look,
Stephanie
this is,
Watts.
We're talking about a girl that had a quadruple double.
Twice.
Twice.
Yeah. So you want to talk about that?
The girl from Forest Hills, who's a freshman, got a text from – their coach today, because they do the stats late. They played Pageland today's Tuesday. They played Pageland Friday. And as a freshman, she put up, I think it was 18, 11, 12, and 10 steals.
And
she had 9 rebounds. And I told Coach Raines, you want to recalculate that just to double check.
Yeah.
And I said, because there's only 2 girls in the state that have ever done it.
Yeah.
In the history of the state.
Yeah.
And one of them was at Weddington for 4 years. And then he did, and he came back and said, no. She had 9 boards, and I said, well, either way, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
So we'll put that up on the site. Trying to get it inside to Bell. Loose ball. Foul was called. That may be on Brosterhouse.
Fourth, won't it?
It is.
That's her four.
And you thought, I mean, Coach Raines lost a lot last year.
Yeah.
When you lose the all-time leading scorer in Forest Hills history to graduation, who's playing college ball. Three on the way for Collins is good. And Blakeney's playing at Johnson & Wales, and she's playing a lot.
Yeah.
And that's good to see.
Hey, Collins now with 11.
Right side over to Bergman for the Warriors. 44-24, 20-point lead with 3:35 to go here. Behind the back for Clark. They lob it in, can't handle it, out of bounds, turnover. The best thing about freshmen, Coach, they become sophomores. But nowadays you can't really say that because they play so much.
Sure.
At all levels. Three on the way for another one for Collins, no good. Rebound by Clark. Baseball pass up to Page. Tracked down by Collins. Foul will be on Page.
That is her third. She can't stay out of foul trouble this game.
And that's the fifth foul, so we're shooting them.
Wow.
And that'll be Peyton Collins at the line.
Still got 3:17 left.
We're in the third. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Weddington and Parkwood, Matt Ebert, Ryan Cook. Friday night, Hickory Ridge at Sun Valley. We'll bring you that one. And then that may be the last game until the first of the year. Up and no good, in and out.
Radio
no
silence.
Comment about that? Nothing? No, no,
no
words?
I was
no,
doing,
hey, really? I can't believe that.
I
no,
was doing
good luck
some
to you.
Stat stuff here.
Yeah.
I was.
Timeout, Parkwood. We'll keep it right here. 20-point lead for the Warriors with 3:17 to go.
Just looking at the stats a little bit there, trying to do a little stat research. Yeah, you know, so, I mean, a very comfortable lead for the Lady Warriors here. Still playing, you know, sloppy in a lot of ways.
Silly fouls.
Yeah, and the foul discrepancy, 16-6. Now
we don't do that.
We don't keep track of that.
We do quarters, and right now it's 5-2.
And
right, that's the mindset you have to trade. You have to, right? If you were still coaching, that's a mindset that you have to change now.
No, if I were still coaching, I'm going to use the stats in my favor however I can spin them.
Right.
I mean, I'm going to be talking to them.
They don't put them on the board like that, so you can't
so
say something
sure
to the referee.
Sure, I will.
But he could say,
he may
you're
not
full
realize
of it.
Yeah, he may not realize. I might say, Mr. Ref, you understand, sir?
And he'll
it's
be saying,
16-6.
No, I don't believe you.
No,
show me
say,
that.
He'll say, we don't keep track of that.
Right.
We don't care.
Up and good for Collins on that one. 44-25, Weddington. Don't forget the boys will be on after this as Clark will bring it up left to right.
Nice.
Shot on the way, up and good.
See, Bergman,
Collins is hurt, too.
Bergman's having a good game because she's playing within herself. She hadn't shot the ball well from three this season, but she's shooting well otherwise.
Owen hands off to Collins. Peyton with it behind her back. Peyton going to dribble drive, kick underneath the Creech. Into the corner, a three by Owen is in and out, won't go down. Rebound by Townsend. Emerson, quick pass, stolen away by Collins. Fell down, hit from behind by Bergman. Townsend's got it. Stolen away by Creech.
Yeah, Collins
back
can't
to
move.
Bergman.
Collins can't move right
Motto,
now.
Motto, top of the key, kicking in the corner. Ella Bergman, a three. Short, rebound by Meyer. Over to Owen, and with 2:20 to go in the third.
Is Collins running? Yeah, she's running all right.
Into the corner, Peyton with it. Dribble drive, hang, shot, no, but she's fouled. Oh, well, she's working her tail off to get any kind of shot off.
Yeah.
With Starnes completely non-existent, and I'm not even... I do not see her on the bench, Coach.
No.
She may be still in the locker room getting treatment.
This would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Collins would be shooting her 9th and 10th free throw here, I believe.
Collins up. No good. She looks exhausted.
Yes, she does. I've got her for 12 points. Leading the way for the Lady Wolfpack. What's happened? Oh, another uniform malfunction?
Yeah, they're really cracking down on tucking the jerseys in.
It's such a big deal.
But you've got Motto with hers hanging out, Paige with hers hanging out. Up and no good on that one. Rebound by Bergman. Anybody that wears blue tights to a Parkwood game that is the Weddington book, that's a problem. Paige with it up top. 2:05 to go here. Left wing over to Bergman. Ella with it on that right wing. Now to Townsend. Turn. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound by Bell. And a jump ball is called between her and Paige. Am I wrong?
No.
Bergman will trigger it. All the way out top to Townsend. Emerson. They back off. She goes right down the lane. Throws up a shot. No good. Put back by Motto is there and good.
Eight rebounds and 16 points for Motto.
And Owen is called for carrying the basketball.
I kind of thought she did that a time or two before. It's always hard. You can call that so often or not. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
so many.
You weren't sitting here for the JV game, but there was a boy on the Parkwood team that it was like watching street ball.
Yeah.
You know, like the and-one series. Right side over to Paige. A minute 30 on the clock in the third. Paige with it. Baseline. Head fake. Drive. Kick out top. Bergman on a long three. No good. Rebound kept alive. Collins has got it. And she is tied up quickly. And it's a jump ball. It'll be Parkwood ball.
It's like Weddington's matching up man-to-man for this possession.
48-25 with a minute 15 to go here in the third. Weddington well in front. Collins with it up top, guarded by Motto. Does she see the five? Okay. Collins going to drive. Nice pass, stolen away by Townsend. Up to Motto. A two-on-one. Motto, drive, hang, shot.
Ooh, offensive. You see that?
Watch the film, he says.
Wow.
I don't think she dipped. I don't think she hit an arm. I think maybe she got a shoulder in, but you're creating space. He is Larry Legend for a reason.
Yeah, he said watch the film, right?
That's what he said. 1 minute left, watch it. Owen across the timeline. Stolen away, and this time Myers got it back for the Wolfpack. Left side, Collins, rise, fire, three. She's fouled by Motto, and Peyton will shoot three free
throws. That's a bad foul right there.
You're absolutely right on that one.
It's only your second, but that's a bad foul.
We'll send Collins to the line to shoot three free throws.
.45 seconds to go, 48-25 with Collins at the line. Up and no good, having a rough night at the free throw
line.
She
is, because she shot, I think that's her 11th. I've got her 4 for 11, I think.
Second one up, no good.
I think that's 4 for 12.
Pool in, Motto out. For the Warriors with 45.6 seconds to go. So I'd mentioned that Friday may most likely will be the last game of this year for us. Then we'll go into January 2nd. The first game, I think, is Monroe, who has not played a game yet.
I'm interested to see how that goes.
They play Monday. They are going to take Porter Ridge. A three by Paige is good.
That looked good.
That'll be the first game for us back in the new year in January is Monroe at Porter Ridge.
That'd be interesting to see.
Collins right wing, 22 seconds to go. Lost her dribble. Into the corner to Owen. On the block to Bell. Up glass, no
good
too
entry.
Strong. Rebound by Bergman, 16 seconds to go. Stolen away by Owen.
Yikes.
Madison up and good.
That's rough. If you're Weddington, you can't turn that over.
51-28. Clark, the floater. Oh, and that'll do it. At the end of three quarters of play, Weddington 51, Parkwood 28. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week. Let's go back courtside for the fourth and final quarter. Here's Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week. Don't forget, go back and watch the video. 1 minute left in the third. You're going to see what Coach Welch disagreed with.
So pretty balanced scoring for the Warriors, at least at the top. Motto 16, Bergman 12, Clark 12, Page now with seven. Poole, two, and Citrin, two. Parkwood looks like Collins with 12. Starnes, four. Owen, five. Meyer, three. Bell, two, and Marvel, two.
It'll be Weddington ball to start the fourth and final quarter of regulation. I love when Larry Legend takes control. It's not a jump ball right here.
Oh, yeah.
Right side to Bergman. Now, when you're up like this, Coach, do you just try to work on things? Do you, you know, as far as an offense, Townsend got away with one right there.
Yeah, I think she probably did. If I'm
up and good for Emerson.
If I'm Weddington, I'm wanting to see execution right now. You know, I mean, I'm wanting to see just moving. Right.
Left.
Is.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Right wing. Meyer with it up top for Parkwood. Drive, kick to Owen. Three, got it.
Yeah.
If she could get more consistent on that three.
Yeah, she got 8 points now.
She's got a really good handle. Right side over to Page. Page on the cut through to Townsend on the block. Spin,
nice
hang,
move.
Shot, no good. Rebound or put back. Emerson up, no, but she's called for. Oh, there's going to be a foul on the floor.
Yeah, that's a nice move. She just didn't finish it.
It's going to be on Bell. I think that's the second foul this female referee has called all night. It's been quiet. Bergman, trigger into the corner to Poole. Natalie, skip pass. Clark, rise, fire, three.
Nope.
Glass, no good. Rebound by Bergman. Back up top to Poole. Natalie, she'll set up a three. No good. Rebound by Townsend for the Warriors. Why the dribble? No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Parkwood ball. If you don't dribble and just go right up, you're all by yourself.
I agree. I agree.
22-point lead here as Della Colley will come in on the next dead ball. Owen gets past Clark. The little teardrop floater, no good. Rebound. Lost it. Over to Page. Warriors have it. Bailey wants to push. She's got numbers. Bailey into the corner to Poole. Natalie with it. Cuts through the lane. Fell down. Lob. No. It's a late call.
Oh, they call all the way back there on Collins? That's a super late call. I think it was the right one. But now
but she got all the way to the rack and then called
not.
It. That's
she's going to call it shooting. Because or no, she's not. Wait.
Yeah, she is.
I guess I would too if you're calling. Well,
if you're going to call.
I don't know.
But this ain't the NBA.
I'm confused. Yeah,
continuation.
That's what I'm saying.
6:31 to go here, 53-31. Pool up and good on the first.
Yeah, I mean, to give her credit, I think it was the right call, but she waited so long to call it. And then,
Della Colley in for Meyer for Parkwood. Don't forget the boys will tip probably about 8:15.
Don't remind me.
That one up and good. Both, that is Eva Creech in for Parkwood. Left wing into the corner to Collins. Peyton going to go baseline. Has it knocked away off of Poole? It'll stay. Wolfpack basketball. .6:22 to go. They're inbound to Creech. Eva is fouled by Townsend.
Foul on number three, Emerson Townsend.
I should rephrase that. We won't start till 9.
First,
yeah.
The way things are going, Coach. Collins will trigger it. We've got.
Wait. What? Okay. We weren't inbound in the proper place.
Collins, they get it to Owen up top. Into the front court with it, guarded by Clark. Hands off back to Collins. Peyton with it. Clark switches with her. Clark, Collins, drive, hang, shot, glass, no. Rebound, loose ball. Townsend's got it. Emerson wants to lead the break. Hands off to Poole. No. Rebound by Townsend. Dribble on the ground, and she's fouled.
And that's the ninth rebound I have for Townsend. But she hadn't played that many minutes.
No, she has not played that many minutes.
Like, She's not putting the ball in the basket, but.
Haven't heard that cheer in a while.
What?
Up and good on that one for Miss Townsend. 5:58 to go, 56-31. Weddington leads. Missed it, rebound by Bell.
Thought she went over the line, too.
Over to Della Colley, who gets it to Creech, and she can't catch her own pass. Double dribble is called.
Turnover by the Wolfpack. Warriors basketball.
Timeout. Full timeout for Weddington. 56-31 with 5:53 to go here. We'll keep it right. Now, you know what? Let's take a break. Back after this. You've talked a lot. UnionCountyHoops.com is game of the week.
Introducing Venture X, Capital One's new travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
You're listening to UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week, the best coverage of Union County basketball.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abert, Ryan Cook. 5:53 to go here in the game. Weddington up big, 56-31.
Yeah, you know, back to what you were saying, what do you want from this if you're Weddington, 25-point game, 6 minutes to go? You just want to work on running your stuff well, making good passes. You know, this team is unselfish but often makes bad passes, you know. I want to see execution. I want to see, you know, no unforced turnovers, good quick passes, safe passes, no turnovers. That's what I want to see.
Into the backcourt to Clark. Owen goes for the steal. Clark gets past her, right side to Bergman, back up top to Clark. Skip it over to Poole. Poole, high post, Paige, yep. And called for steps.
She did. I think she did.
Very good call. Well done, sir.
It was a needless one. You know, I mean, like, it was, if she could have given a fake and not dragged that foot, she'd have done the same thing. But
Owen will bring it up for the Wolfpack. Clark will pick her up at midcourt. Hands off to Collins. Collins now with Poole on her. Now to Creech. Skip pass over to Owen. Above her head, now to Della Colley. Now they swing it around left wing. Collins, baseline, Payton. Shot, no, rebound by Townsend.
Her 10.
Emerson with it, gets it over to Page. Page across the timeline. Nobody stops the ball down the lane, and a blocking foul is called on Eva Creech.
Yeah, I think Page might have lost it there if they'd called that one a charge. She's had a lot of bad luck. She's got 7, looking for 8 and 9 here.
Oh, she. All right, there we go. No one wants to play tonight. Kenley Davis, the sophomore wing, will check in after this free throw. Page on the first, up and no good, and out. Davis in, Citron in, Clark comes out.
Back into the Warriors, number 32, Sydney Citron.
Page, the second one, in and out, no good. Rebound Townsend.
Jeez.
Emerson up, glass, good.
Man.
Double-double coming, possibly, huh? What has she got?
Well, that's only
4 or 5.
5, yeah. But 11
5 and
rebounds.
10, 5 and 11.
11 now, yeah.
Is that Krista Doulas going to check in?
I was just going to challenge you to say that name. That
well,
was
I
well
don't
done.
Have the roster.
Well done,
I've done this enough.
Well done.
Motto and Krista Doulas will come in.
Now spell it.
No. Odulis. Christ Odulis. You know, we were talking earlier about Stephanie Watson, went on to play at Carolina and have a great career in college and playing professionally abroad. What I was a little disappointed about is that about a month and a half ago, I had a buddy of mine come in from Europe. Shot no good. Goes out of bounds, saved there right to Owen. Jump ball is called. And my buddy, who's our age, he's from Ireland, but he's familiar with Jordan, and he wanted to go. I wanted to take him to Chapel Hill, you know, just to walk around. So we went up on a Monday morning during classes.
Okay.
Got up there about 11, walked the campus. He wanted to go to the arena, but he didn't want to go to Dean Smith. He wanted to go to Carmichael to see where Jordan played.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we go to Carmichael, and it's open. And the girls are practicing, so we get to kind of go watch them for about a few minutes. Air ball no good. Rebound by Townsend.
12.
And they had a little shrine for all the Carolina, and I didn't see her up there. I didn't see any pictures, and I was a little disappointed. I know she had a pretty good career there.
Yeah.
Citron, no good on the runner. Rebound by Krista Doulas. up to Collins now with Parkwood with the steal. Collins, spin, hang, shot, glass, no. Rebound by Poole. And she may have come down on her ankle a little weird and is fouled.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. She had a pretty good career there.
But, of course, they had Ivory Latta pictures up there and things like that, and I get that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was.
I think had Stephanie not transferred, though.
For the year, but then she came back.
Yeah, she. So what she wound up actually playing? See, I think
3 years?
Yeah, with the combination
of injuries.
Yeah,
the medical gray shirt, the red shirt, and then.
I think that had she had a healthy career there, she absolutely would
have. No good on pool.
Really accomplished some things there, you know. But, yeah, I mean, she had a pretty good career there.
But he wanted to see where Jordan played, so we didn't go to Deanie Smith. We went to Carmichael.
Yeah.
Second one was good for Miss Poole. 59-31 with 3:55 to go.
A lot of history there, that's for sure.
And I didn't realize it was such a band box as far as it's not big.
Yeah.
So when the bleachers are down and the people are there, it's on top. They can be on top of you.
Yeah, a little different from the Dean.
Oh, absolutely. And rebound by Motto. Three by Creech, no good. Very similar and by Citrin up and no. Left it short. Rebound by Krista Doulis.
Oh.
Shot on the way, no good. Rebound by Creech. Very much similar to Reynolds, where the lady, the Wolfpack women's team plays.
Yeah.
And out of bounds and thrown away by Owen, trying to get it inside to Davis.
A pretty slick pass, just a little bit high.
Again, they don't have any forwards or centers on the team. They're all 5'5 guards.
Yeah.
Destiny Bailey will come in for the Wolfpack on the next dead balls. Citrine up with it up top. Left side over to Krista Doulis. Bounce pass to Townsend on the block. Emerson, hang, shot, no. Rebound by, that's Davis with it. Davis over to Collins. Payton, stop, pop, three on the way. Got it with a roll.
Oh, let's see. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 59-34,
2:50 to go.
I think that's 15 for Collins.
Right at her average. On the block, they get it to Motto.
Ooh,
Motto
won.
Is called for steps.
Yeah.
Destiny Bailey in for the first time tonight.
There's really not a whole lot of bench to empty for Weddington is the thing. You know, I was just thinking they're up by 25, but, you know,
no,
they got Krista Doulis.
Yeah, she's in. She's
and Townsend hadn't, you know, most games hadn't played that many minutes.
She's played enough to get 14 rebounds.
Yeah.
Collins across the timeline. Poole still in. Up top to Della Colli and double technical fouls.
Double technical?
That's what he said. Motto and someone. I don't know who. I hear it, but I don't know who the other player was.
Yeah, I don't either.
If it's a double technical foul, who's it on?
All right, listen.
Which is also
a
personal.
A direct on the coach, on the home coach. We're going to put the ball back from the point of interruption.
So now, the coaching wise, when you get a technical, you have to sit.
Right.
And it is the last 2 minutes and 32 seconds, but Motto's out, Paige is in.
Yeah, I think that's a good move. You need to get her out.
Yes, 100%. You're up by 25.
She got a technical. Yeah.
What was Coach Cook's rule about technicals?
Automatic go out for at least the play.
Okay.
You know.
I'd like to know what happened because all you did explain something to him. He didn't say a word to me.
I'm sorry, Coach.
Thank you.
Put it
in. Okay,
I'll explain.
Your coach is, your 23 is John Coach. The coach is John Dagger. I don't know who's
that. This is very similar to the LeBron James Udoku issue last week.
Yeah.
He lost the boxing. He didn't even know what was happening. That's all.
Okay, you got it. We good.
So is it white ball? It is Parkwood ball. With 2:32 to go, Warriors up 25. And it's like,
oh man, let's
we're well past 8 o'clock. Davis with it up top, gets over to Collins. Payton going to drive down the lane. Lost it. Creature, scurry. Bailey had it. Shot no good. Citrine is fouled on the rebound.
Grabbed her.
And that'll be two shots for the freshman because we are at the five foul mark for the quarter.
Right.
I believe it's on Eva Creech.
Yeah.
Roosterhouse going to come in.
I think I got that as three.
Foul number three, Eva Creech.
I'm going to shoot two shots. Let's go.
Third, yeah.
Citrin goes to the line with 2 points tonight.
Am I getting Bailey?
Yes.
Checking back in for the Warriors, number 20.
Page out, Roosterhouse back in. 2:19 to go here.
Yes.
Things got chippy in the fourth, Coach.
A little bit.
Up and good on that one for the freshman.
And Miss Motto is very competitive and has a lot of personality.
Owen on the block, lost it out of bounds. Weddington ball.
Warriors basketball.
She does chatter. She's a little bit of a chatterbox on the court.
She is.
And I'm sure she is on the pitch. She's the goalie for the Warriors.
Yeah.
On their soccer team. But do you do anything? Did Coach Cook do anything the following game?
No.
Or is it just that game? Cool,
no.
Right wing. On the block to Townsend, overshoots her. She gets it back, though, and a quick jump ball is called.
Oh, he caught a foul.
Oh, he caught a foul.
He got a foul. I didn't know which team it'd be on. I don't know. I'll be interested.
Ball called.
Oh,
oh no, he didn't. He
jump ball was
okay.
Called.
That's what I thought, but it didn't. No.
Weddington ball. Citrine will trigger it.
Yeah, but to answer your question, no. I'd take him out at the moment.
Pool on the cut through. Up, glass good.
That was a nice play.
62-34, Weddington.
I just take him out at the moment, and then if things were fine and not, you know, heated or whatever, I'd get him back in.
Coach That'd Helms.
Exactly.
No TV timeouts, no media timeouts.
Coach Helms is going to try to get this thing going.
Foul number three, Emerson Townsend.
Townsend's third. A lot of fouls this game. A lot of fouls.
Inbound it. Townsend off of Creech. It'll be Weddington ball.
I'm sure every time Coach Helms hears a whistle, he's like, ugh.
I sent him the world famous picture of Gary.
Yeah.
Gary Ellington.
That's a good one.
Left side over to Krista Doulis for the Warriors. A minute 25 to go here. On the block to Brostrow. Stolen away.
Another
jump ball is called. It'll be Parkwood basketball.
Jump ball called. Possession goes to the Wolfpack.
Collins across the timeline. Rise, fire, three. No good. Rebound by Bailey. Not a Creech up top. They get it over to Marvel. Shot no good. Rebound by Davis. Shot by Davis, and Davis is fouled with a minute 3 to go.
And that's four on Townsend. So we got four on Townsend, four on Roosterhouse, three on Citrin, three on Poole, three on Motto, three on Page, two on Clark. Oh, and one on Bergman.
Up and no good from Davis on the first one. Sophomore wing. Second one up for Miss Davis. Glass no good. Rebound by Townsend again.
Another one by Townsend. 13.
Emerson. Baseball pass to Poole. To Collins now. Payton splits the defenders up and blocking foul is called. Is that on Citrin?
I thought it was on Townsend. I thought that could almost been like a wrestling move. They're like a WWF move. I think that's her first. She got her. Oh.
It's on Sidney Citrin.
Oh, I thought he said three.
No, he said three,
he
two.
Said three, two.
Collins to the line to shoot two.
That's Citrin's four. He usually likes to get, how's it go? He usually goes.
He's got that weird.
He goes, I got a foul on him. Wait, how's he do it? I don't
it's
know.
It's like this.
Yeah.
33.
Yeah.
Up and good by Collins with 56.1 here to go in the contest. 62-35, Weddington.
I think 16 for her now. I think 17 is Collins.
62-36. On the block, loose ball, Brosterhouse. Everybody, and there it is, the world-famous jump ball.
Jump ball,
I mean, it's the right call, but just hoping the time will keep ticking. What happened? Oh,
I don't know. Chris Tadoulis will trigger it for the Warriors with 42.4 seconds to go. Well, we got the ponytail action here.
Yeah.
On the block to Townsend. Good entry pass. Off the glass, no good. Broesterhaus to put back, no. Rebound by Parkwood. Collins pulls it away, and Collins leads the break. Payton going to go right, go coast to coast. Looking for the contact, no call. Creech with the putback, no. Rebound again by Creech, no. Out of bounds. Weddington basketball.
Out of bounds, deflected off the Wolfpack. Warriors basketball.
They're trying not to blow the whistle.
Coach Helms.
He's going to start take there. With
62-36. That should be it, Coach. Down to 13. Poole says no. I went up two. Rebound no good. It'll be by Davis for the Wolfpack. Chris Tadoulis, no. Rebound by Creech. Eva's got it. Baseball pass. Collins up glass. No. And it's a final. Parkwood 36. Weddington 62. We'll take a break. Come back with the boys after this. You are listening to UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.